Beloved family, let us lift our eyes unto the hills from where the Lord is soon coming. Lord, please give us the graces necessary to finish the race. Amen. In a Jewish wedding in the area of Galilee, the tradition was that the father would tell the son when to go get his bride. And Jesus is telling me that his father is preparing his state of readiness, for it is time to move forward. That means that he will soon tell him, "Go now and get your bride." There are certain signs in the earth and sky that have been foretold will happen just before he comes. One of them is the aurora borealis, or northern lights, filling the skies at every latitude. Well, I hunger for a word on timing, but the Lord doesn't want me to focus there. Yet the trials of late have me hoping the time is finally drawing close and soon to be here. So I ask one who is aware of current events through Mike from around the world. Even though I'm not supposed to do that, I just couldn't contain myself. I was so longing for a sign of his soon coming. I am so weak. Oh God, is there any hope for me? And this is what I was told. The sun's poles are in the process of shifting, and it will severely disturb our magnetosphere and cause brilliant displays of colorful auroras in all latitudes around the world, not just at the poles. We are holding on to hope that he will soon be here, and that is one of the signs. However, a couple of community members didn't want to hear about that and made their feelings known openly. "Didn't the Lord tell you?" And all I could say was, "Guilty as charged. Oh, Lord, Uncle." But I so needed encouragement that there's only a little ways left to go. I will try with all my heart not to become lazy. Jesus began, "I do not fault you for that. I understand. But don't lay down on the job because of it. I know well how sick you have been, and I do not expect the impossible. Work when you can, as you can. My children, it is not your place, openly or not so openly, to rebuke your leader, even when she is wrong. That is my job, not yours. And it only exposes the depth of your pride and immaturity. Rather, when she veers off track, your job is to pray for her, not find fault and correct her." I heard a few voices apologizing. "I know well the dynamics pressing against her soul. You do not. In the future, please react by praying for her. Never openly correct her. I will be faithful to correct her. Of that, you can be sure. And yes, it is very near, even at the gates. Soon the earth is to be chastised and purified. The warnings have been given over and over again. Those who will not listen will continue to not listen. Therefore, my Father is preparing to move forward into the purification." I was looking up at the beautiful sunlight filtering through the aspens and fir trees, saying in my heart, "It is so beautiful here." And I heard the Lord say, "Your enemies have been defeated." I believe he said that to reassure me that it's beautiful even at night now. It will be beautiful again, and I won't have to deal with the witches disturbing the peace of this beautiful place. I felt led to open the Bible promises after I renounced all lying spirits of divination, and covered the Bible promises with the blood of Jesus. I made the sign of the cross and opened randomly. Immediately, the Lord corrected me and gave me guilt. I felt very badly and said, "Yes, Lord, I am guilty. Please make me stronger so I do not long for confirmations." Jesus replied, "I am trying, my beloved, but you're a strong one. One of the reasons I don't want you to know more is the tendency to lay down and not push onward. Please do not be like those who go to sleep on the job and miss the train. It is time for you to work even harder, but count on me to give you all that you need to finish this race. Keep calling out to me, beloved. I will come to your rescue." Well, I am going to take him up on that seriously. One of the problems with getting the Chronicles of the Bride out has been problems with my hard drives and accessing the documents. It's always something, guys. It's like a minefield. Trying to get back into the messages I know he wants me to complete with music. But it is very important for you to hear those so you have a strong understanding of what heaven is going to be like for you. So it was good for him to say, "Keep calling out to me, beloved. I will come to your rescue." I need a lot of rescuing, Lord. He continued, "In the time left to us, you will be assisted and have everything you need. Work joyously, because joy is coming to you. Do not grow weary. Count on me for your substance. I know it's hard. I know. But you must keep trying up until the time I come for you. This is very important." I was pondering my great weakness and said, "Oh, please help me, Lord." He replied, "I am here." And he became clearly visible. He looked deeply into my eyes with such tenderness and compassion. My fears melted away and joy returned. I was prompted to just grab the Bible promises and let it open to where it will to secure confirmation, so that I would know that I was not making this up to excuse my guilt. I opened to, "Then you will call, and I will answer you. You will cry, and I will say, 'Here I am.'" Wow, the very same words that he used. He said, "I am here." And the scripture that it gave me says, "Here I am." Beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. I really needed that. Thank you. I love you, Claire. You are my bride. Shall I not come when you are hurting? Of course I will. And I will come with open arms to hold and console you. I will not allow the darkness to overwhelm you. You are mine, and my heart is to comfort and take care of you, not to chastise you. And I need others to show more respect for their elders and leaders, even when they are at fault. Right now, I just want to restore you so you can go on. Lord, I feel so badly about Rams and the boys who are on the East Coast, where the Lord has told me many times the devastation would come. He answered me, "Don't you trust me to care for them and their mother?" I replied, "Yes, I do. It's just very sad that they're going to have to go through this." "Pray for them," he said, "and for her also. I know how you feel in your heart about this, and that pain has become a petition for them. But remember, if they perish, they will rise first before the survivors, so there are advantages." That's right, the scriptures say that the dead in Christ will rise first. and then we will be taken up and remain alive. Really, Lord? Yes, really. My father has come to the point where it is futile to go on in this state, with so many being born only to perish. His heart aches for those that will be caught in the melee. But this is the state of the world right now, and your prayers are so very important. Your sentiments are powerful, even without words. Continue to hold on to them in your heart, and I will continue to grant them graces. Of this, you can be assured. And his message ended there. The hammer of judgment is about to fall upon this nation, and the rapture follows on the heels of that. I wrote a song about it called In the Storm, which is on BitChute, by the way, still small voice. The Lord bless you, dear ones, with his endurance, and may we all meet joyfully at the finish line. Amen.